This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, yesterday we had the privilege of speaking with Cynthia Stimpel briefly, but there was so much more to unpack about the realities whistleblowers are facing in South Africa that we've invited her back today. Just to recap, Cynthia is a former group treasurer of South African Airways, became a prominent whistleblower when she exposed a corrupt 256 million rand deal in 2016, a pivotal moment in the broader state capture investigations. Well, Cynthia joins us once again on the show. Cynthia, thanks so much for, yes, joining us again on the Afternoon Brief.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I truly appreciate it. And thank you to the listeners who have tuned in to today.
Okay, so Cynthia, let's just recap. Yesterday we touched on your journey as a whistleblower at SAA. Today, so can you just expand on what it takes personally and professionally to make that decision to speak out? Let's start there.
Thanks for the question. So yes, firstly, it's hard to make that decision, and it does take courage to stand up and speak out. Most people do find that there's either a wrong that is being committed in the organization, or they pick up some material fraud in their accounting or in the decision making at procurement level, and it doesn't sit right to them, and they need to speak out. So firstly, they will challenge their supervisors or their seniors or their executives, but the minute they speak out, the atmosphere changes. They are told that they shouldn't be working on this project, and they are ousted. So it does take courage. It does take a conscience that pricks them to say, this isn't right, and the feeling of it doesn't sit right with my personal values and my principles. And many, you may not be in an executive position or in a top position, but even clerks have realized that their supervisors have asked them to do something wrong, to sign extra invoices or to make double payments and things like that. And unfortunately, those people lose their jobs. They get lost in the system. We don't even know how and when to help them. And for me, the strength is where a whistleblower stood by their values and stood by their principles and were able to speak out. So yes, it does take a lot of courage, and I'm really proud of all those people in South Africa and around the world who took this time and effort to really follow their own personal values.
Cynthia, do you believe South Africa currently has adequate legal and institutional protections for whistleblowers, or are these largely theoretical?
For our legislation, we've got excellent legislation. As we've seen, we've got the Protected Disclosures Act in our country. We've got the Constitution, which also in certain sections covers individuals who speak out, like the freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. We've got individuals who... In the Companies Act also allows for people to speak up. And then there's other acts like the PRECA Act, which if you know of any fraud over 100,000 rand, you need to speak out and report it. Yet what we've seen in our country is that all the legislation, and especially the Protected Disclosures Act, which is called the PDA, mm-hmm. is not being enforced and it's not being implemented. This is where the challenges are in South Africa. So yes, so it is perceived as just being theoretical, and that no one is held accountable and nothing is enforced. And we've seen that even though we've come through the Zondo Commission, so many people have been implicated, yet no one has been held accountable. We've got the Madlanga Commission happening.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Cynthia.
And
You broke up.
Okay. We have the Madlanga Commission at present, and there we're finding out far more information. And hopefully that from this Madlanga Commission, we will now have some accountability added in, that they do start prosecuting people.
So, Cynthia, okay, so now following on from that, let's take a look at your new venture, Courage Hub. Now, you're showcasing whistleblower stories through podcasts in the Courage Gallery. So how can initiatives like this make a difference in supporting and protecting whistleblowers?
So we have organizations that are doing brilliant work in supporting whistleblowers. I'll start with OUTA. Mm-hmm. We all know OUTA's our household name. Mm-hmm. They've supported whistleblowers right from the initiation and implementation of the organization through firstly investigating cases, getting people brought a book. In my own case, OUTA has supported me, but they also managed to take Ms. Mayeni for delinquent director, and they're currently doing that with other directors in the organization. So that is one way of helping whistleblowers through managing the system, especially from a directorship perspective. Then there's other organizations like Corruption Watch, who does lots of research on whistleblower reporting issues on fraud and corruption. There's the Whistleblower House, who supports whistleblowers directly with legal support, counseling, financial and security. And then there's an international company called PLAF, which is a platform to support whistleblowers in Africa. And they have an office here in South Africa, and they also support whistleblowers from providing legal support as well as some counseling and safety through a safe house. What we're doing with the Courage Hub is to look at a different way of how can we support whistleblowers to bring their dignity back. Okay. And to give them a voice. So one is to give them their voice to tell the old stories through podcasting. So okay. We will podcast those stories. They will come into our studio able to tell these stories, which will go on a YouTube channel. We will also train them to public speak so that it's a skill they can use and tell their own stories and earn from it. And our intention is also to train them to write their stories so they can write their own stories and publish in the future. If they don't want to publish, at least they leave it for as a legacy for their own family. I feel it's a way of healing the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. It's a way of them being able to overcome this trauma of their story, that there are people of courage and they need to stand up and own it and saying, I have done the right thing and now I need a new path forward. So that's one. Mm-hmm. The showcasing of these stories we're going to do through exhibiting these stories. So for instance, like in a gallery, you have a picture and you have the history of, like in a museum. What we want is the whistleblower face and these stories and saying, these are the people of courage and here are their stories. They stood up against corruption. They stood up against malfeasance or maladministration. Mm-hmm. And they themselves, their families can come. For instance, the deceased people like Babita Diokaran or Mos Peko, they know that their stories are there and their families can also find a way of coming to say, I recall this happening, how my father died, or sure. This is the impact on our family. So it's just bringing that dignity back. We don't want them to lose, we don't want the country to lose sight of these brave souls. And so we want to showcase their stories.
So Cynthia, just to confirm, the Courage Hub, they just type it in, they'll find the Courage Hub, and that's who they will access this platform to do exactly what you've just outlined now.
Yes, so it will be, we're currently working on our website, but mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll find the beginnings of it. It's www.couragehubsa.org. And we will be advertising shortly and launching shortly. And definitely it will be a place for whistleblowers to come to. We've created space. We're based at 44 Stanley in Auckland Park. And okay. We're creating a safe space that they can even come there. And we will be launching whistleblower stories and books. So those that have written books, we've already written to them to ask them, can we showcase your book here? Those who can come and talk about their books, you know, read from their books, book readings. We're going to get Jeff Wicks in on his recent book on the shadow state. So that will all be happening at the Courage Hub.
Cynthia, just a couple of minutes left before we sign off today. What practical changes from your point of view in terms of policy, culture, or even public engagement would make the biggest difference right now in ensuring whistleblowers in South Africa are protected and not punished? Your take on that?
Yeah, so for good policy changes, we do need to have our legislation updated, whereby whistleblowers are not in any way retaliated against, that they don't lose their jobs, that they are protected physically, and that they are compensated for any losses that has happened. Mm-hmm. So that should come into our new policy changes. The impact that we need primarily and top of my list is creating employment for whistleblowers. We've got many qualified whistleblowers who are CEOs, CFOs, financial directors that cannot find jobs, even lawyers. And yeah. They're unable to find jobs because they've been blacklisted. And so it's such a knock-on effect. You lose your job, you're unable to pay your bills, you blacklisted and you got a bad credit rating. Mm-hmm. You managed to get some interviews. The company that likes you does research on you and finds that you haven't paid up your debt, and immediately you are penalized because you haven't paid your debt. And how can you pay your debt if you're not earning? And so the whistleblower never gets reemployed.
Oh, no.
And this is the ever vicious cycle that we need to stop. And for me, is if we can just get the whistleblower employed, make some reparations, how do we pay back? The other thing is the banks need to come to the party.
Wow, it was great having Cynthia on board the show this afternoon. Cynthia Stumpel, she's an SAA whistleblower. She's left the SAA now, and she has a new venture called Courage Hub. www.couragehubsa.org. Let me give you that again. www.couragehubsa.org. Now, this platform, what you do is whistleblowers, go on there and you'll find a way to put your story out there, whatever you know about, anything you know about regarding something that needs to be, have the whistle blown on. Cynthia Stumpel, thank you so much for joining us on today's show, or coming back to today's show.